Welcome to the Make a Baby podcast. I'm Carolina Sotomayor, your podcast host and Reiki womb healer. I believe that healing is not meant to be done alone, nor should it be. Over the past 7 years, I have helped over 90 babies enter the world through the power of Reiki. We explore stories of fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum healing with a sprinkle of spirituality. We also dive into taboo topics, including trauma and pregnancy loss. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the Make a Baby podcast. I'm Caro, your podcast host and Reiki womb healer. I'm here with one of my favorite people, and today we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to actually do a live Reiki session. Now, Reiki sessions tend to be very similar, but they also can be very different. Some things we're definitely going to do today that are really special is Kim is pregnant with her Reiki baby. And Kim, how many weeks are you?
38.
Oh, baby's been cooking for a while.
We're getting to the end. Line. And I always enjoy talking to you. Well, just in general. But then I always really enjoy because like he goes crazy whenever like I talk to
him. Is he going crazy right now? I love that kid. He's my favorite. Everyone's my favorite. But no, that's not true. But you're my favorite.
You're mine.
Oh, so Kim, you live in New York, and I decided yesterday, and I looked it up. I'm driving to come see you. I'm road tripping across America. I'm announcing
it
now on this podcast. The Big Apple. I'm actually going to stay in New Jersey, but I'm going to drive from Nebraska to New Jersey. It's 19 hours. So we'll have a little meetup of all the Reiki babies over there in New York, because I know there's a little cluster of them. Okay, so with this, let me explain a little bit about how this is going to go, how this is going to show down. I want to do a chakra scan. I want to do a womb scan. I want to talk to baby. And then I want to hear from you, like, I want to, like, pull some cards and then go from there. Do you have any requests before we start?
No, I'm always good with following your lead.
You're so sweet. Do you have any pain anywhere?
I mean, what is it called? Cramps are uterus. It doesn't hurt. It's just
sore. Tender.
Yeah, it's a little sore. Yeah, but otherwise I've been
Is it your pelvic floor or round ligament pain?
I don't know what's the difference. It's like right on, like it would be where if you had period pains, right there. And it doesn't like hurt a lot. I was thinking about it before and I was like, ooh. But, like, he finally has gotten off of my hips. So, like, I was having the worst sciatica pain. And he's finally... So, I've actually been pretty, like, content.
All right. So, this is what we're going to do. Okay. So, let's channel with baby boy. I'm going to scan his chakra first because he's talking to me. Okay. So, he's showing me a baseball... And he's showing me a bat. Did you guys buy him some baseball stuff? Or is, that important to you?
It is important to us because Steve and I met to go way back. Steve is my husband. We met on the train platform after a Met-Yankee game. Like, that's how we met. That's how the two of us. And so baseball has kind of been a theme in, like, our engagement photos and things like our save the date was like a Yankee ticket. And then.
So baseball is like a symbol and a weave through your relationship and life together.
And like, I mean, I just finished his whole room is baseball. Like,
okay. So that's him saying he likes it.
Oh, yeah.
He likes his room.
We just finished yesterday.
He likes his room. He's showing me your throat. That it needs to be cleared. Okay, so he's telling me what he's very honest. He's very forthright. I love him. He's very sweet too. He's going to be a teacher's pet for sure. Oh, this kid is amazing. Okay, so he's telling me, hey, my dad's a little worried about how things are going to go. He just needs her to tell him everything's going to be okay. I think you need to tell your husband everything's going to be okay. No matter what happens, that all of you are going to be okay. And I know he's your source of...
Right. I was just going to say, he's the one that tells me everything's going to be okay.
I think in a moment, you're going to need to tell him that too. It's okay. Because sometimes people can tell you what you want to hear. And I believe that he is a great person. but it might mean a lot to him to hear that you believe it too.
Okay.
That makes Baby is showing me his feet, that he's very grounded. His feet are very strong. Oh, his feet are very strong. He showed me his feet. He showed me his feet. He showed me his feet. He's showing me. Okay. I see you. He is showing me that he is straightening his legs out more often and he's ready to come out. So.
Same, kid. Same. And I feel it because, you know, it's so funny that you said that because yesterday I was talking to my friend Britt and we were talking about how, like, I feel his legs, like, here.
So he's, like, extending out, head down, and he's pushing at the top of your uterus. Yeah.
And I feel that, like, all the time. So I said to Britt, I was like, Britt, because she's just like, I wonder how long he's going to be. She's like, I'm just dying to know how long. Because they felt
he's gonna have a very short torso. Do you or your husband have a short torso?
Yes, I'm just a short person.
Got it.
Am I but like short? Like I like mine. I, there's nowhere for him.
Like my husband has a long torso. Okay, me this kid has a short, but he has super duper long legs.
Oh, that makes
this kid's like, not going to be short. He has a short torso. But like, daddy long legs, super, super, super long legs. The other thing is that he is liking the color purple and he's showing me him giggling. So he's like, what's making her laugh lately? I want more of that. He likes it when you laugh. I'm asking him about your birth. Like, what do we need to know about your birth? Because I know that was a big thing that we needed to discuss. Mm-hmm. He shows me sliding out. He goes, I'm going to slide out. It's going to be fun. Like, so he's like, I'm going to slide. So I have never gotten that before. He shows me an uneventful birth. And that's the best kind to have.
That's fun. If he's going to slide, go right out.
Uneventful is great because that means uncomplicated. Nobody ever says they want an exciting birth. They just want a healthy, easy one with no pain. So
Daddy showed you, I feel like last time we didn't, he showed us nothing. He's like,
Show us anything. I show him seeing, like, I see him vaginal this time and I didn't get that before. That was not the vibe I got. Like, we didn't have like a clear vibe. So this is something that's new, but he shows me sliding very easily. And sometimes I don't get that. I usually get visions of like, as they're coming out, like I get a vision of like how they're going to come out and like someone catching them or something like that. Or like if it's a C-section, then they usually like they make my C-section car pinch. Like my C-section scar pinch because I had a C-section. I'll get a pinch there. I can still feel pain in the actual scar of it, but like the tissue around my C-section, I can't, but I can feel it in the actual scar, which is fine for me. Then I can see. Like, they'll show me, like I have a vision for it. You haven't packed enough, is what he's saying, too. You need to pack a smaller outfit and then one size up. He's asking for a hat. He wants you to bring the hat, not the hat from the hospital. And he wants the hat to match. This is very specific things.
I know, which is so funny because I am like mostly packed, but I have an outfit with his name on it, but I don't think he's going to fit in it. Like, that's my biggest thing.
What size is it?
Newborn.
No. I would do 0 to 3.
I think he's going to be.
Can you get it redone overnight or something?
No, but I probably could make one with my Cricut, actually. I have a onesie.
Just do it. I think that would be really fun. 0 to 3. Yeah.
I think he's skipping the newborn.
I don't think so either. I don't think that's going to happen. He does have hair.
Is that why I have a lot of heartburn? Is that a real thing?
I don't think so.
You know what
I say? I don't think so. I think the heartburn can come from a couple of things. Like, I burped my entire pregnancy, but never had heartburn. I think heartburn comes from, like, also anxiousness within pregnancy. So like it comes from nerves more than anything. And so the heartburn is more related to like anxiousness and to unsettled feelings. I feel like you're hydrated, but It might be really helpful. He's saying, tell her to walk through everything. It might be a good time to sit down whoever is coming with you. I feel like you would feel a lot more settled if, like, either you had a sit down meeting or a phone call with everyone all at once that was going with you to the hospital. So like your mom and your husband, who like say, all right, I'm going to stay at home until X amount of time. And then the doctor said, we're going to go when my contractions are this amount of time or whatever the plan is. Once we get there, literally like the baby is showing me to tell everyone, this is more for you because they're going to do whatever you want and however it's going to go. But I feel like you need the unity between everyone, and that's going to shift you. There's a little bit of fear and doubt still of how this is all going to go down and how to shift that. It's just have a conversation of, we're going to get in the elevator. We're going to go to the third floor. We're going to check in. Then we're going to wait. We're going to go to the room, and then we're going to get settled. And then from there, it will be fine. I think it's just like that part. And then like, just go over your birth plan. Has your mom finished a project? Is your mom rushing to finish a project or something? Is your mom still working, or like is she right retired? Now? Is she working or retired?
To her, she would like to be retired, but she's still working right now.
She's rushing to finish something. Tell your mom that she's going to be okay. The project will be okay. I don't know what that pertains to, but baby boy is like, it'll be fine. He's really excited to meet her.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm going to cry.
He's going to live a really long time. This kid knows. Okay, so this is different. This has even changed since Ollie's been born. And remember, Ollie's 7, so that's the first Reiki baby that I have worked with because he was mine. But they come in different now. Babies come in different. And this is just my own assessment, and this is my own opinion. But I believe how much evidence I've seen of, like, okay, what they're like inside the womb, and then what are they like after? And it's always correct. He knows what he's coming here to do. And, you know, you and I probably had to seek out our life purpose. I had to endure traumas and heal to understand what I was here for. These little ones that are coming in, your baby doesn't have to do that. It's your job not to get in the way of believing him and highlighting what he is curious about. And society teaches us life purpose is when we get to adulthood and we are pursuing that in a career. His life purpose is going to restart living it, like, as soon as he is held.
Oh, wow.
And his is worth with one word, is connection. You and I share a mutual love. Her name's Kristen, and she has a Reiki baby. And her child's word was communication. He was going to disrupt how everyone around him communicated. And we'll leave her story for another day. She's done podcasts, but it's come true how everyone communicates.
Yeah.
Since he has been born, it changes how the people in your life and that surround you. So that other one, he was disrupting the way people communicated. This one is almost like bleeding connection. Because when we have disruption, there's like breaking of habit and there's reforming relationships and things like that. But when he is like oozing connection, that means a lot of people are going to be wanting to hold him. A lot of people are going to want to be around him. A lot of people are going to be desiring connection with him. Your job is to make sure, one, his light doesn't fade, that he stays recharged, that you are observing and making sure, like, okay. Also, with great light, that is connection, is also great risk. And that's where you're such a great mom already, and you will protect him and you will trust your intuition. That's a good person. That's not a bad person. He may not know. He may not understand it all of the time. But with him, it's like he is going to bring parties together, people together. There's a lot of unification that he is bringing to the world. And I believe that that is magic. So the word for his life is connection.
I love that.
Then that's also going to transform how you connect with people.
Right.
That's going to transform how your husband connects with people. That's also going to determine like how you view the word connection and what criteria or qualities are the people that you want to connect with further, or do you want to disconnect from? So there is a vibrational shift, because then you're going to start to look at this word connection and you're going to be like, kind of like the how we've spoken about healing, you have to have a relationship with it. So then you're going to like put it under a microscope and you're going to analyze the word connection. What connections? Physical, emotional, spiritual, mental connection ties, the energetic cords. You're going to need to cleanse him daily. You know how you cut cords?
Yeah.
You're going to just sweep them with your hand and you say, I release and what let go of what no longer serves my baby. I protect him with my love. Your mother's love is so much, it's like an electric current. Your love, like for your child, if you're ever scared of anything in his room or his nursery, one, you'll call me right away. And two, because you're like, what?
It's happening.
Two, it's happened. And two is that understand like you're encasing him with like such fierce, unconditional love. Nothing can touch him energetically.
Like, that's so cool. I'm so excited.
So that was the other thing. Also, like for connection, he's going to thrive in like not normal environments where he can move at his own pace. He likes to use the word not be interrupted. So this kid's going to have a lot of interests and he wants pockets of time where he's not going to be interrupted to play with those interests. So I see him a lot like, almost like Montessori style, where he can, like, he loves to sit in his energy and feel whatever he's playing with. He loves it. You also want to make sure, as much as he has connection with people, you have to explore and make sure that also, because he's going to have such a strong connection to himself, that he's social enough. There's going to be periods of times where he's going to be really social and then really solitary.
Okay.
Like he'll be at home with you, but like there might be some times where he needs to be like, let's go play with Jimmy across the street.
Okay, like, mom, can we go do something, please? For the love of God.
Yeah. So you're going to see that throughout his life. He's okay. Not going to have a problem with being alone.
Okay.
So that's either though his like word is connection, he's going to have a strong connection to self. So, yeah, there are going to be at times where he's going to be super close to you and then super close to your husband and then kind of like back and forth. So just understand that he's like, I'm going to take turns with them. I'm going to take turns with them. I'm like, you can do both. He's like, yeah, but he likes favorites for some reason. He's showing me the word favorites. His focus on something is something that's coming up. Like he likes to focus on something.
Okay.
So he's going to be able to hyperfixate on something really well and for a long period of time. And then he's going to come and like do something like, and he's like going to learn to like, okay, so this is also interesting. So I'm going to focus on this now. So that seems to be a theme with his messages. Did your husband buy a soft structured carrier? Did he buy like a baby carrier?
Like a baby Bajorn thing?
Yeah.
Yes, we have one.
He likes that.
Oh,
but wait.
We had two. We returned one because we had two. And I feel like it'll fit Steve better just because Steve has more surface area than I do.
When you're ready for that, call me just so that we're like, his baby wearing is like a whole thing.
Okay.
Call me.
Sounds like,
I see more going. Like 3 months is going to be a better time for him. He's showing he has sensitive skin. So you're going to want to make sure that like with wipes, he's showing me wipes. I'm going to be sensitive to, this is very oddly specific, super sensitive to wipes. See how that goes. Your dad, has your dad touched your belly yet? He doesn't see much of your dad.
I don't know. Actually, now that I'm saying that, maybe once or twice, but I guess like I don't see my dad for no other reason besides the fact that like, I go to my parents. Like, there's no reason why I don't see my dad.
He
I see my
mom more. With your dad. There's something that's going to be really magical between your dad and this grandson. Your dad needs this grandson. I feel like your dad needs a ray of light. It feels like your dad is fine, but not awake. Are you okay?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I am.
You okay?
No, that makes sense.
Cry.
No, I just think of like my dad wanting, like my dad knew how special like our relationship was with my grandpa. And that's like all he wants like in life. So that just makes me think of it.
Yeah, let him touch your belly.
I know. He's just so
beautiful. You can tell him the crazy Reiki lady on the internet told him that his grandson is so excited to meet him, but like let that connection, the baby's waiting for that connection. Okay. Oh, we've never talked about your parents. We talked about your mom a little bit. We never talked about your dad. It's wild because that's usually where I start with everybody. I get chills. Are you cold? I'm fucking cold. Banana wanas, B5O bananas. Okay. I think your birth is going to go super well. Like, and this is good. This is the news I was hoping to hear too. Because we were unsure based upon
doctor
visit. We weren't sure, yeah. Right?
Right. We weren't.
I don't get any dates though. Like, tell me when.
It's going to be like July 85th. Not that I hope it's soon, but like.
I'm trying to see. He's showing me your water sack, his sack, but I'm trying to see. I'm like asking like details of like, will your water break at home? Will it break at the hospital? And he's not showing, I can see it, but he's not showing me like when or where. His chakras are all happy. So you've done a great job of regulating yourself. Even if you're scared, you've regulated him very well. All of his chakras are open.
I
feel like the back of your neck is a little bit sore. And I'd clear that. So now that the party has arrived, the back of your neck has a lot more stress in it. Has a lot more like than I would like. And like, it's so funny. I usually just see like sections of the back, but there's like two vertebrae at the end of your spine that I'd really like to cut cords with for you. And they show like really, they're really red. So that means that they're really tender for me. And then how's your blood pressure? Are you extra stressed or just nervous? I'm getting like your womb is saying, so I'm trying to figure out what's the
My blood pressure
like the
isn't,
angst.
I don't know. Like my blood pressure, every time I go to the doctor, it is high. It's not alarmingly high at first, but my first time that they take it, like clockwork, it's high. Yeah. And then they have to reach it, and then it's normal.
Yeah. Super common.
So I know for myself, it's something that I'm like really working on because I know that.
I don't even think you need to work on it. I have a friend. She's had four pregnancies. And it's exactly the same scenario every pregnancy. Like, give me 15 minutes in your office, then take my shit. Because.
And then I'm fine. And I don't
she's
know
fine.
If it's like, I don't know if it's like.
It's just because of all the movement, how big you are right now. It's like the pressure of having to leave your house when you're like, at this point in your pregnancy, everything hurts and you're super uncomfortable and you're exhausted. And like, just like breathing. And if you eat too much, you're uncomfortable. If you sleep the wrong way, you're uncomfortable. Heat kicks, you're uncomfortable. You have to pee all the time and then have to get in the car and go. And you probably are still working. So like, take a number of which one of those variables it is this day in this moment. There's plenty in the complaint department and they're all valid. So I think that is like, it's 100% like it would be not normal if it was perfectly low and normal if you took your blood pressure when you first got to the doctor. Goodness, I can't even remember what my blood pressure was like when I was pregnant.
Like,
I don't even remember.
A little high, and they're not like concerned about it because I'm not showing
good.
Like any signs of like anything else, you know. It's just, and then it does regulate itself. I just also think that like between the end of pregnancy and then I just get like, I don't know, like not nervous about things. I know I work myself up about things. So I know that also contributes to it.
And then I'm what are you working yourself up about right now? Because you're could go any day now.
I don't even know if it's like working. I don't know. It's just more so like the anxiety of like not having control of situations makes me very anxious. And then going through infertility to now this happening, it brings on a whole new layer of like, is this going to go well? Oh my, like I wanted this. I know that I still want this. But then I'm like, oh my God, someone's putting me in charge of someone. Like, I know I'm old enough to have a child, but I'm like, am I old enough to do this? You know what I mean? So it just brings on a whole new set of like, I know I'll be okay, but like the fear of the unknown just reminds me of infertility in a different way. So that makes me a little anxious. If that makes
sense. Would it help if I told you some stories?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I think the first thing is to understand is that everything that you're feeling is very textbook and very normal for anyone that suffered losses and went through infertility and is a planner at any capacity. It's very normal to want to have control of your birth and to know what happens. And then the feelings about, can I do this? I know I wanted this, but it's really coming true. Can I do this? 100% true. But this is the kicker. Nobody fucking talks about it. So I will tell you this. We can do a meditation and we can cut cords with all of it. This is the kind of like the story I want to tell you. The lesson I learned from my birth, and it was a complicated birth, and you heard bits of it, is that we really have no control over everything. And like when we get into this primal state of having to push out the baby, and this is going to be the biggest physical event you've ever done, is you have to choose, and this is controversial because there's so many birth opinions and birth methods and birth hypnosis and so many ways that you can cope with birth. What I would always advise is what can you choose to focus on that is going to be the best thing to get you through the experience with as little damage as possible. And that would be healthy baby, healthy you, and also having like moments of skin to skin right after. And then like, if you can focus on like those three things, and that's given that you have already discussed a birth plan and you've developed the other things. If a person is wanting, like you want a vaginal birth and like stick to that until I know that you and I have discussed your birth plan. So like, if you want to start with vaginal and then do that until it makes sense, but wanting to avoid an emergency C-section, like, and you have that arrangement, you know, with all of the like, okay, we're going to stop here. And so nothing's like spur of the moment or rushed. Like you want to have like this treasured, sacred birth experience as best as possible. I think understanding like if you can just hold on to and focus on like little things that you can control, that is super helpful. The other part is that nobody told us that there would be, like, I had a freak out moment, and my best friend from childhood, she was the first one who told me that she had a freak out moment where she like walked out into the street and screamed and then walked back into the house after they brought their kiddo home. And she's like, my husband had it, and no, like he went and like sobbed in his room in our bedroom. I cried in our rocker watching him sleep in his, you know, bassinet. And like, to just, everyone has like, oh my God, how did I get here? It's like kind of a surreal moment. Like I went through this whole thing and then I'm sitting here, there's this perfectly beautiful clothed child and I'm alone in this house, but with a wound because he came out of me. And nobody ever talks about having this conversation with yourself, because you're having it with yourself of like, I am no longer, because in my mind, I'm 40, right? But I'm really not 40. So the time that I had my kid, yeah, I was like, oh my God, I just learned how to pay my bills and have a job, but I still have XYZ to learn. How am I going to take care of this child? That is a freaky moment. You get over it. Magical thing, but it is like a soul reckoning.
Oh my God, that's yeah, so
I mean, so I had moments. I screamed in the laundry room. We live in an apartment. I was like, as I looked at my body, my husband was freaking out. My kid was there. I had a friend come over and she was like, what the fuck? But nobody, like, we had such a stressful time and it was like a right. release. So no matter even how well it goes or how horribly, we had so many events and so many things that happen in the hospital, that's not the space for it. But like, I think it's should be normalized that like, cause it's like, I mean, even before you get married, you're never going to be alone again. Like right. you're right. never going to be single again. It's never just going to be right. you again. Right. It's the right. same thing, but now with a right. tiny human. Now you're really never going to be alone again.
So true.
So I don't have a fix it actually for that moment other than call me. And this is where it really takes a village, because how everyone gets to that point and like you're actually having it earlier than I did. I had it really late. I had it after. I think I had it when we actually got to the labor and delivery floor slightly. And then we had stuff to take care of in a hurry. And then it was like when we got home in our apartment, that's when I had, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I also did that at our gender reveal. So, like, I hope that that makes you feel a little bit better, because what I didn't recognize is, you know, we all evolve and grow, but I didn't realize that as it wasn't a super Captain Obvious moment for me. Sometimes just hearing another person has that right. same feeling is healing enough. So Captain Obvious, right. I realized that like a couple days ago. But like, I know more women who freak out, but nobody talks about it.
No, because it's like hard, because then you're like, because you don't
want to,
like,
supposed to be rainbows and butterflies and candy corn. It's dumb.
Like, tell me, like, am I going to be like, on the top? So I'm preparing myself for this.
Okay. So when it comes to like, are you going to be a good enough mom? This is the best advice I got, honestly. And I just got a text from her. This is from my mother-in-law. And she goes, just learn your baby. Be an expert in your baby. And they will teach you what kind of parent you need to be.
No, and that's so true. And I know, like, I mean, since being a teacher, like, I see so many different parenting. The way people parent, the way people don't parent. And I just feel like.
I forgot about that part. You do, don't you?
But like, the best parents are the ones that, like you just said, that like they know their kid like the back of their hand, and they adjust to that. And that's something that like I see as like an outsider, which is then like just reiterates what you said, because I'm like, it's that adjusting of like, you got to do what's best for them. Like, parenting isn't one size fits all, but like seeing parents who really, like, I have one parent who she really just adjusts to him and his needs. And it's amazing then to see, because you're like, you know this kid. Like, I know you're supposed to know your kid, but like, people know their kids. But then when you really.
I think they know versions of them kids. I think, I don't know. I don't want to sound judgmental. Yeah, but there's so many different ways that you can parent, and like, some are like really disconnected, and some are like, I'm going to sit here on my phone and don't mm-hmm. go kill yourself. Don't jump off anything off the fence, Jimmy. And I'm just like, your kid just put another kid in a headlock. Right. It's a wild, wild west at the park.
Like, yeah, or like, you have some kids who have no boundaries. You have some kids who have boundaries. Like, just things yeah. that, you know, I guess, like, I see a lot of different parenting styles. So, like, that makes me, like, I know then, I hope for myself, then I'm like, oh.
So, this is what I would say, is that you are an intuitive person. You are sharp. And this kid is coming in already connected to you, loving you the most out of everyone in the whole world because he grew inside of you. He chose you.
Until Steve comes along and then he's his favorite.
He'll always be your favorite. So then from there, just know that you're going to be, the connection between you and him is going to be irreplaceable. So my question for you is this. If you know that he's going to come in sliding, which would indicate to me it's a vaginal birth, and if you know he's going to live a long, healthy life, and you know that he hears you that you say that you're scared, and he's telling me, have no fear, everything's going to be okay. So if this is the case, what fears do you have left, or how do you feel after knowing that?
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Because I guess I always have the fear of, like, I mean, having loss. That is also a fear that I feel like regularly doesn't live in my life, but like it scares me of a potential, like, what if we don't make it? What if this? Like, you know, like that is just something that I feel like, because I've had loss, that's there. So, but right. Now knowing that, it does alleviate things for me, because I still,
and that I've, like, never been wrong with. I mean, and that one's a biggie. Nope. Like, what is your plan? So you're 38 weeks. So what is the plan now? Like, when are you going to go? Like, what is the plan you want to do? You're waiting to break your water or go into labor naturally?
I was actually, like, I've been thinking about it a lot. I go to the doctor on Wednesday.
Okay, in 2 days.
In 2 days for just follow up, I guess. I don't really know.
But you have to go every week, right? At this stage.
Yes. Which is so crazy, because I went from being so coddled and Steve being like, you just like being coddled. I'm like, I just want to see everyone every week. And then,
well, I just not like, I love a high touch point. It makes you feel special and cared for. And it takes away so much of your worry.
Right. Like, who cares? Let me go see Dr. Gouda 6 times a week. Okay. And then I went to, like, I'll see you once a month, and I'm like, I'm sorry, what's happening? I'm just
You graduated from the fertility clinic. You graduated.
I know, which is like a big thing, but I'm like, what do you mean I'll see you in a month? Do you know how long a month is? Like, hello. And then now that we're back to weekly, I'm like, this is great. But I do think I want to just go until he's ready to come out.
So you want
to
keep him in as long as possible?
Like, I don't feel the need. At one point they were thinking about inducing, but now, like, last time I went, she was literally like, I don't feel the need to induce. So that's kind of where my head's more at right now. Like, I'm okay with
him going to 40 weeks.
Yes. I mean, ideally I wouldn't like that, because he's just getting bigger and I am remaining smaller, but I don't feel like I need to induce unless something.
You know what the best thing about this? You know what the best thing about this conversation is? You're listening to yourself and making your own confident decision.
Like, that's what I think.
Like, that's the best thing that will always have the best outcome, is when you honor, you're like, I feel like he needs to stay in there longer.
Like, if he's time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not ideal for me because, you know, he's just kicking me and doing all of those things.
I know, but like, the best outcome is going to come because you listen to your intuition.
Yeah, like, and I don't feel the need to, like, if they think he's going to be okay, and it, like, he's going to be okay, then I don't feel the need to force something that doesn't need to be forced.
That's not medically necessary.
Right. Where, like, if he's just chilling, and if that's what's, you know, like, that's what I was thinking about last night. I was also FaceTiming with my friend Britt, and we were, like, just talking about it. And I was like, I think that's what I just want to do. And not that I don't care how it ends. Like, that's not what I mean. But, like, I'm okay with he comes when he needs to come, and then we go from there. You know, I will try the vaginal, and then my doctor has been great in reassuring me. And if at any point I feel like it's too much, it's this, then I could do a C-section. Like, for me, then that's what I need. But I don't want to rush him if he's not ready, kind of thing.
Always stick to your intuition. And that's what you're doing. The best outcomes come from that. That's all I have to say. Okay, so you want to do a Reiki meditation with me?
Sure.
All right, is there any other fears or pains that you want to share with me before we start?
No, those are the only ones.
Okay, so with this meditation, we're going to release any pain that's in your body to make you more comfortable. We're also going to put baby on notice that like I'm actively going to speak to baby and say that they're welcome to come.
Ooh, cool. Come on out.
I'm also going to invite your spirit guides forward. All right, go ahead and sit in a comfortable space. You may choose to lie down or sit and close your eyes. And this will be a channeled Reiki guided meditation to prepare you for your upcoming birth and to allow baby to be notified that they are allowed to come now. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, Raphael, Jesus, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Luz Esperanza, and Mother Earth to step forward to create a container of love and light. All healing must be for this lifetime, all past lifetimes, all future lifetimes, and all lifetimes being lived simultaneously across all parts and paradigms of the universe. We ask for this healing to be for this upcoming birth and for baby in the womb. We ask for your spirit guides, Reiki guides, ancestors of love and life to be present. We ask for this healing to be absolute, and anything that is not for our highest good or well-being may not enter and must be transmuted into love and sent back to where it came from. You are walking in a beautiful forest, wearing your favorite outfit. Your belly is huge and perfectly round. And you are feeling safe, serene, and magical. You put your hands on your belly and can feel baby kick. With every step that you take, you can feel Mother Earth flowing up her energy through your body into your womb, connecting with baby up through your core, out through your head, down your arms, and out your fingertips, grounding you. With every breath that you take, you connect with the life force energy of the energy around you, alive in the forest, harmonizing your body. You notice that the path you are on is getting sandy, and you notice that the trees are becoming further and further apart. And soon, you're at the edge of the forest. Before you is a beautiful ocean and a wide beach. The sand is white, and the ocean are all colors blue. And you walk out onto the beach. Sand between your toes, the ocean air full of salt, the seagulls calling from up above. You see a log up ahead and you decide to go ahead and walk towards it. This log is covered in green moss, and to the side of the log is a beautiful blue quilt with pillows waiting for you. Go ahead and lie down on this blue quilt and rest your head on one of the pillows. And you begin to gaze out into the ocean. It's a little stormy, and the waves are huge as they cascade and crash into the shore. The clouds are kind of gray, and it's making for a beautiful, moody vibe on the beach. As you relax, you breathe in as the waves crash into the shore, and exhale as the waves wash back into the ocean. Go ahead and focus
on your breath as the ocean rushes in with the waves and goes back. It's time to talk to baby. Hi, baby. It's your friend and your Reiki womb healer. It is time. When you are ready, it is okay for you to come into the world. We love you so much. Your mama and daddy have been waiting for you for a long time. They are so grateful that you exist and you are arriving very soon. They are preparing everything for you. Mom's womb is ready for you. Daddy's arms are waiting to hold you. We ask for you to come with no fear. Everything is being planned in your honor. Everything is being planned to receive you with care and love. No baby has been loved like you are being loved. Your grandparents are ready to receive you. Mom's arms are waiting to hold you. We ask for you to come when you're ready. We know that you're growing stronger every day. And when you are ready, we ask for you to send messages to your mom and not to be scared. Everyone's working to receive you into the world in the easiest, least complicated, healthiest of ways. And continue for you to focus on staying in position, moving down, and talking to mommy. She loves to receive your messages.
Shun. Yeah.
Repeat after me. Baby, I am ready to receive you in my arms.
Am I actually saying that? Baby, yeah. I'm ready to receive you in my arms.
Baby, you can come on your time.
Baby, you can come on your time.
My womb, your job is now.
My womb, your job is now.
Take a deep breath in through your nose. Allow that to go over your head and down your spine into your womb for a count of 2, 3, 4. Now exhale 2, 3, 4. And now come back to me.
What was it?
How are you?
But he was kicking so much.
How are you?
That
he's squeaky clean. I know that you may not believe me, but I have never seen a baby so shiny. Like, his chakras are so squeaky clean.
We've been trying.
That your birth is going to go super well.
From your lips to God's ears.
That's usually how it works.
We're into that.
Yeah. Usually that's how it works. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
How are you so amazing all the time?
You're so funny. So, for anyone that is listening and want to know, how do you conceive your baby? One, be open to healing. And two, check out the Make a Baby membership or check out the Make a Baby headquarters and DM me on Instagram. Let's see if we're a good fit to work together. Kim, it's been an honor to serve you through your fertility journey, IVF, pregnancy, and now your birth. You're a fucking rock star.
Well, this literally would not, I'm going to cry now, like would not have been possible for you. Because it's so crazy that a year ago, where I'm going to know you about a year now. Like, I came to you because I was just defeated in infertility. And then like, I joined your membership and...
What, you sent me a DM, right? Was it a DM or an email? Because you knew I helped your cousin.
You had sent out an email and there was Christian in all of her beautifulness on the email. And then I think I DM'd you on Instagram and it was the best thing I ever did, honestly.
Oh my God. Literally, you're so sweet.
Just for not even just take infertility out of it, just like for my soul, like you've changed my like life. So like that's really cool. So I just appreciate you for that. So
I told you make my life.
So, but really,
I'm gonna cry. And that's never happened. I recently had a lung infection and it was really bad. And I was kind of scared a few times because I couldn't breathe and talk. And it's gone on and off for months. And I was in the allergist office waiting to have my annual checkup with him. God bless his soul. And my husband went with me and I said, you know, if I die, I will die so happy. I won't be happy that I'm dead, but I will be happy. I would have lived a happy, fulfilled life. And I started to cry a little bit. And I said, I didn't really start to think that way until I couldn't breathe and talk. And it happened 2 flare-ups in a matter since Christmas. And it happened in January. And now it's under control, but it was really kind of crazy. And I said your name. I said, you know, I helped Kristen and I helped Kim. And I said, the joy that I get, I said, it's so selfish of me, but I absolutely love them so much. I would do anything for them. I would move mountains for them, for their families, for their children, whatever I could do if you ever needed anything. He goes, I was like, do you think everyone dies with that much in their heart? And he goes, of course not. And I was like, well, that's really sad. I was like, because I just want to do more of this. I said, but like, I didn't feel this way in corporate. And just to get, it's just such like, when I say it's like a true honor, like, I mean it. Like, I just, it is a privilege. It's still kind of like you say it's surreal that you're going to be giving birth, that you're like, this actually came true. It's so surreal to me that the gifts I developed after my dad died and all the trauma I went through with my womb, like just the abuse and all of the things, have arrived to a place that's so beautiful and so worth living. And so just, I don't know other word than just absolutely wonderful and blissful. And just, it's truly an honor to know you and to witness all the things that, it's just truly, you take my breath away. And I love knowing you and I love serving you on your journey. I love knowing your baby. And I love your husband, even though we've never spoken. I think he said hi once on a call. And
yeah, he's one. I mean, I knew what you were doing was like working for my, like for me, but everyone always thinks like it's working for me, like by your, you know, when it's like you. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Steve said, like, me and you were just on a call, like we were just talking, and Steve literally was like, whatever it is you're doing, you're helping her. And like, that was all like they just needed. Cause I knew you were helping me. And then just like seeing someone else, not that Steve's oblivious to life, cause he's not.
He's a dude, but he's a boy. He doesn't have a vagina.
He's a boy. And like, as much as sometimes he doesn't understand, like, he knows that like you're what I needed to be a better person, to just be better in my like life. So when he said that, I was like, shit, she's the real deal, because it's working. I mean, it has, like, my outlook on life is just different because you're just an amazing human. You're an angel literally on this earth. So
Kim,
I appreciate you more than
my scare is going to run. Tell.
So thank you. And if anyone wants, join. That's all I can say.
Next time, my friends. Let the Reiki flow. Frustrated being told you were fine by your doctor, exhausted from negative pregnancy tests every month, wanting a deeper connection on your fertility journey with your spirit baby, the Make a Baby membership is exactly what you need. Using Reiki will help you connect to your spirit baby, heal the trapped emotions blocking fertility, and support you in our life-changing community. With over 90 Reiki babies, we invite you to try the Make a Baby membership for free. Check it out in the show notes. Let's get you pregnant.